Tejiyasamapihyetan Nasushlokyam jagadguru Yadvitam anutishtan vai Lokakshemaya kalpate Tejiyasamapihyetan Nasushlokyam jagadguru Yadvittam anutishtan vai Lokakshemaya kalpate
31
Tejiyasam of the most powerful Api also He certainly etat such an act not suitable sushlokyam good behavior jagadguru O spiritual master of the universe yat whose Vrittam character Anutishtan following Vai certainly Lokaha the world Kshemaya for prosperity Kalpate becomes eligible Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Even though you are the most powerful being, this act does not suit you, because your character is followed for spiritual improvement by people in general. Purport. It is said that a supremely powerful living entity can do anything and everything he likes, and such acts do not affect him in any way. For example, the sun, the most powerful fiery planet in the universe, can evaporate water from anywhere and still remain as powerful. The sun evaporates water from filthy places, and yet it is not infected with the quality of the filth. Similarly, Brahma remains unimpeachable in all conditions, but still, since he is the spiritual master of all living entities, his behavior and character should be so ideal that people will follow such sublime behavior and derive the highest spiritual benefit. Therefore, he should not have acted as he did. It is a fact that the general populace are looking for leadership. It's very rare that someone is so self-reliant that he can form all his own ideas and, of what should was the goal of his life, what are the aims of his existence, how he should go about these things. Actually, everybody needs guidance. Even when Krishna himself appears, he has his teachers, he has his parents, he has his spiritual master. So everybody, even the person who may be self-reliant, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is supremely self-reliant, plays the pastime of taking guidance, because normally everybody does need guidance. But the nature of a Brahmin is that he's self-reliant. He doesn't need to be dictated to. He knows what his business is. He knows what's good for him. He knows what he has to do. And he knows how to do it. He's been trained by his teachers. So he can make up his own mind about things. But other people in the lower classes, generally, they need simply to be told what to do. Kshatriyas and Brahmanas can make their own decisions. Vaishyas can run their business, but they need to be governed, kept under control. And shudras need to be completely supervised. So it's important that the leaders of society set a good example. And it's not just put on a good show. That doesn't work effectively. You can pretend to be ideal, but people are not that stupid that they don't see your discrepancies. That's why religion has such a bad name in the world today, because people aren't stupid and they can see how the religious leaders are hypocrites. They're not practicing what they preach. They're not hardly as pure as they pretend to be. So the king, the political leaders on a local level, the spiritual masters, the teachers, the parents, should set a good example. Even if you can't be perfect, at least be honest. Don't pretend to be better than you are. That will be appreciated more than putting on a show of being perfect when you're not. Brahma honestly admits his mistake here, and he's glorified for that. When a devotee makes a mistake, we don't demand, some terrible rite of, what do we call this? Any penitence, remorse. No, the only prayaschitta for a devotee for offenses or wrong deeds done is simply to go back to his devotional service and continue serving Krishna. This is our prayaschitta. Prayaschitta is atonement. So Brahma's atonement for his illicit thought is that he should go back to his business of creating the universe. That's his devotional service. And anyone who wants to criticize Brahma at this point, he's that person, that critic, will be in trouble. Actually, these six sons of Brahma, they get cursed. Who cursed them? I don't know who's around to curse them. Anyway, maybe they got cursed later on. Yeah, I think it's that they because of what they did at this point, they got cursed, but the curse happened later.
What was the curse?
They had to take birth as sons of Kalanimi and get killed.
Who?
And then sons...
Kalanimi, and then they were
Kamsa. Then Hiranyakashipu's sons. And then Kamsa, and then sons of Devaki and Vasudeva, and Kamsa killed them. Three times they got killed. That's pretty heavy. Hare Krishna. Let me read the next verse too. Marichi and his brothers say, "Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, who by his own effulgence, while situated in himself, has manifested this cosmos. May he also protect religion for all goodness." Purport: lust for sexual intercourse is so strong that it appears herein that Brahma could not be dissuaded from his determination in spite of the appeal by his great sons like Marichi. Therefore, the great sons began to pray to the Supreme Lord for the good sense of Brahma. It is only by the grace of the Supreme Lord that one can be protected from the allurement of lusty material desires. The Lord gives protection to devotees who are always engaged in his transcendental loving service. And by his causeless mercy, he forgives the accidental fall of a devotee. Therefore, sages like Marichi prayed for the mercy of the Lord, and their prayer was fruitful. ultimately, everything's in the hands of Krishna. Krishna is in control of everything. He is Rishikesha. He is the master of the senses. So we cannot be successful on our own in trying to control our senses. The yogis try this, and they often fail. Indra and others were envious of these yogis who may even threaten his own position. They send apsaras to entice the yogis, and they fall down. The yogi becomes angry at somebody and loses his potency that way. So the only real way to gain control over one's mind and senses is to take shelter of Rishikesha, the master of the senses. This is real yoga. Patanjali defines yoga as yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means to bring the senses under control. But yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shradhavan vajate yomam same yukta tamo mata. Of all the yogis, the best one is that yogi. What is it? Madgatena antaratmana. His mind, antaratma, is absorbed in me, in thought of me. And he worships me in all good faith. I consider him to be yuktatama. What does a yogi mean? Yogi doesn't just mean someone who knows some magic tricks. No, a yogi is one who is yukta, who is connected with the Supreme. And the Supreme himself says, I consider him to be the best connected, yuktatama. The one who always thinks of me and worships me, having faith in me, having confidence that I will take care of him, not needing to make arrangements for himself, not needing to defeat his enemies, the competition, simply depending on Krishna. He's the best of yogis. And therefore, he's the one who can control lust, who can control his mind, who can control the senses. The devotee who simply is always thinking about... If you think about Krishna, you won't want to think about Maya. And if you depend on Krishna, you'll be protected. Protected from your own mind and senses also. That's Krishna's promise. Okay, Sasta. Any questions or comments? No? Okay. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.